My name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 15th of July 2009. If you could just state your full name, your age if that's okay, and where you come from.
Naomi Sheila Dufresne. I'm 43. Got a birthday coming up in a few days. And live in Hampton, in Lincolnshire.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
That's such a long time ago now. I think I read about it in the paper.
And what actually inspired you to take part?
I'm very fond of something that's a bit different. And to me, the idea of this, people being allowed to take part, the general public, and the idea of it being in London, which is a city that I really adore, I felt I ought to have a go.
And what are you planning to do for your hour?
I'm taking up 12 pairs of shoes to represent each of the 5 minutes that I'll be up there. And I want to, because I have a passion for shoes, and I also want to write some poetry if I'm inspired, and read a book, because I'll have some time hopefully to do that.
And what's the significance of the shoes?
Well, I'm quite well known with my family and friends for being a bit of a shoe addict. And so I thought it was something that that I could be remembered for. And I also thought that the empty shoes could represent all the journeys that we go on in life, be they real or imaginary. And it would also make one think of the people that walk through the square every day. So that was the plan.
And is that something you've been thinking about for a while?
No, because I only had the call on the Monday afternoon, and I hadn't really thought about what I was going to do. But the more sort of I focused my thoughts on that, it should, you know, be something to do with art and me and things I like doing, I thought I would project it that way.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
I was so excited. I really was excited. I couldn't believe it. So, yeah.
And are you doing this today for anyone in particular?
No, just... Well, apart from myself, I'm pleased with myself for accepting it and going ahead with it, because it would have been very easy to go, no, it's a bit scary now. But no, not really, just for the sake of doing it. It's, yeah.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for the actual hour?
I haven't really thought about that. I'm hoping to enjoy it. I don't want it to go too fast. I wouldn't like people to be wondering what was going on, but in a sense they probably will, but then it's up to them how they interpret it. I'm just excited and looking forward to it, and hope that the family and friends have come down to support me, enjoy it too.
And who's actually here today with you?
My fiancé Tom, and my two daughters, and a friend of my daughter.
And what does your family mean to you?
Oh, they're very special. I wouldn't be where I am today without them. The reason why we're here, aren't they? Family. Yeah, it's important.
And can I just briefly ask you about your cultural background, your kind of your upbringing, and how that shaped you as a person?
I've got a great love of drama. I used to teach drama. Well, I do, even though I'm a teaching assistant now, I do take drama clubs. So I've always been interested in theatre, which probably stemmed from my father, who had a love of theatre. And I also enjoy writing, and my father and grandfather wrote, so probably passed in the genes. Yes, we used to go to the theatre a lot, and that's sort of, you know, probably where it stemmed from.
And are you quite rehearsed in performing in public?
I wouldn't say that, no. I mean, I have done amateur dramatic things a long time ago. Although I was rehearsed in performing in public, no. not really now, but it doesn't faze me. I'm just going to, you know, although I'll be performing, as in I'll be on the plinth, I'm going to try and just sort of get on with what I'm doing and interact with anybody who's there who wants to, but not, you know, not without particularly going out there to sort of do a show as such. So, yeah.
And what exactly are you planning to do on the plinth?
Well, I'm going to put out my shoes and just write. And I've got some flowers that I'm going to take up. But if I've always wanted to present strangers with flowers, and I think this is quite a nice, safe way of doing it. Doing it from sort of, is it 8 metres above the crowd? So I might throw some flowers down as well. But say, write, read, and sit amongst my shoes. Have a bit of me time, which as a mother you don't often get. So, yeah.
And you said that you've had a passion for writing since you were quite young. What does that mean
to
you?
Yes, I used to. I've always enjoyed writing. When I was younger, it was mostly poetry, and I just find it a nice way of expressing perhaps the odd ways of seeing things. I also write short stories, and it's just something that really excites me when I can sort of put pen to paper and to express, you know, what I'm feeling. And yeah.
And what do you usually use as the subject matter?
Things that happen, things people say, just sometimes quirky way of looking at things, or situations that you know, have happened in my life that you just sort of have a different sort of take on, whatever sort of inspires me, or it's just, you know, whatever comes to mind really.
And what are you aiming to walk away with after your hour on the plinth?
Something for my memory bank. It's just the whole having been there and experienced something on such a huge scale as this will mean quite a lot to me. I'll be very proud to have taken part, and I'm looking forward to the day, long time in the future, I can walk through Trafalgar Square and say to my grandchildren, Granny was on there, legally on there. So yeah, that's what it's just a case of been there.
What's your relationship like with London?
I love it. I don't live in it anymore. When I was small, we lived in Putney for a few years, and I mean, I remember some of it, but it was when I was quite small. My fiancé lives down here, and I come down here as often as I can. And eventually, when my children have left home, I want to come back and base myself down here, because I just find it. The nearer I drive to London, when I'm walking through it, it just excites me so much. There's so much going on. There's so many things to just, where you can just sit and watch, and there's always something different, and so many different people, and there's always something going on. I just love it. I love it.
And what do you think of the project so far?
It's been excellent. I didn't think I'd be so obsessed, is a bit of a strong word, but I'm constantly on the website, constantly looking. And I feel that'll carry on, even though, because I mean, this is before I knew I had a place. I just find it fascinating what people, you know, just ordinary members of the public being able to, or just seeing them and then being a focus for an hour. I think it's excellent, yeah.
Great. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. I'm just really looking forward to the event, and yeah, everybody's been wonderful.
Great. Thank you so much.